What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. If they don't ask for the help, or they don't ask for your support, if they don't ask to be, you know, for your advice, don't give it. Because nowadays, people take things very seriously. Not only are they taking it serious, honey, they are trying to take it to Jesus and get it through the roof, honey. They are not, you know, understanding that you are this type of person, or that you, this is how you move, or this is your character. If they don't ask for your input, if they don't ask for your, you know, your justification, if they don't ask for it, don't give it. Because nowadays, you know, you could be trying to help. You could, with everything in your heart, you could just be trying to help an individual. You trying to get someone to understand, like, hey, this is what I would do, or this is it. If they don't come to you and ask you, what should I do, or do you have any advice for me, don't give it. That's my indication. And maybe that's for me, because I found myself wanting to be needed. You know, after my son got of age and he, you know, really didn't need me anymore, I found myself being needed all the time. And, you know, every time somebody brought a situation to me, I always had something to say, something, you know, trying to just give. But I never got that back in return. Bad investment. But I realized if they don't ask, there's no need for an explanation. There's no need to give my two cents and a bag of chips based on their situation. Now, if they say, Valencia, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think I should do in this, you know, in this incident or this situation? Then I'm going to say thus, this, 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 and that. But if they don't ask, my job is to listen. My job is to listen, you know, take notes, figure out how this could help me in the long run. But also understand that this person may just need an ear to hear. Now, also with being that ear to hear, you can only hear to something so many times. Don't allow someone to come and abuse your gifts and your talents and your, you know, the things that you inspire to do just because they need someone to throw their mess on. Or they throw their situation on. They feel like they got to come to you every time. I mean, if you're going to do that, put something in the offering plate. Because it's a two-way street. If they don't ask for help, you don't give the advice. But if they ask for help, give the advice and let it be. Because you think about when you sit on the phone with a person and they're going through what they're going through. How long are you sitting on that phone? You may be on that phone 30 minutes. Talking about a situation. You may be on that phone an hour and a half talking about a situation. And I had to get into my spirit that everybody don't want to hear that all the time. They don't want to be beat up with your situation. Yeah, if you go to them and ask them for the help, but the next time we get on the phone, that we can't talk about the same thing over and over again. Now, when you're young, you don't understand that. You just want what you want when you want it. But when you get to a certain age, it's time to hang that up. Because you know, yes, I'm my brother keeper, but there's only so much I can keep. I gotta still deal with me. I gotta still deal with life. I have to still deal with the things that I have going on. And it in my mind, I'm thinking like, wow, you know, do I really want to deal with that all the time? No. Because it weighs you down. Now it's your problem. Now it's your situation. Sometimes, like I said, it's just good to be an ear to hear. But every time we talk, we can't talk about the same thing. We can't talk about the same dude. We can't talk about the same girl. We can't talk about the same thing over and over, because obviously you like what you have going on. You like the situation that you're in. Because if that wasn't the case, you would change it. And that goes for me. You know, I always like to give people a good word of encouragement, a different perspective. But once again, if they don't ask for it, ain't no use in me giving it. Because in the likeness of, they can take what I say, turn it, and feel like I'm against them. And I'm thinking like, well, what you ask me for? When I used to work with kids and I had to deal with their parents, I said, do not ask me a question you don't want to know the answer to. Don't ask me how Billy Day was, and you know you got a disruptive child, or you know this child is off the chain. You already know how his day was. You can look at him from top to bottom and tell how Billy Day was. Come on now. And once again, I realized like, wait a minute. I don't understand. I do understand now. It makes sense. You know, my grandma would say all the time, don't let people take advantage of you. And I have done just that. I have let people take advantage of my gift and my talent. And they ain't put nothing in the offering plate. They ain't even sending me a Cash App, you know, to say thank you, appreciate you. You know, they don't even say thank you afterwards. You could be giving a word or giving them, you know, inspiration, a different perspective. And you won't even hear thank you. You won't even hear any of that. And it just goes to show you what how people are nowadays and how they figure they could use you, abuse you, and then throw you back to the wolves. I'm just saying, I felt like that at one point. I don't know if it's you. I know it's me. But I'm learning. If they don't ask for my advice, if they don't ask for me to help them, they don't ask, there's no use in me giving my input all the time. You know, and that just goes for a lot of things. You know, if people don't come to you directly, or they come to you indirectly, you know, and you know something going on, you know, you can kind of say, hey, look, do you need help in this department? Or, you know, do you need some advice on this? Or, you know, ask the question first. Don't just throw in, you know, your two cents. Because like I said, people are sensitive nowadays. I mean, extra sensitive. I can be in a sensitive society right now because I've been in that boat too. And I realized, like, wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe this is the lesson I'm learning at this time in my life where I can't give too much. I can give just enough, but I can't give too much. I can't sit on the phone with you 2-3 hours and, you know, I'm giving you I'm giving too much. It's like putting sugar in coffee, and you've put too much sugar in the coffee. Now you can't even enjoy the coffee because it's too much. That's for me. I don't know if it's for you. So personally, you can, you know, don't take it personal because the person hasn't asked for your advice or they haven't asked for your 2 cents in a bag of chips. Just know they may need an ear to hear. You know, but once again, don't let that ear to hear become overloaded with their conversation, knowing they already have the answer in their heart. They already have the answer in their mind, you know, but don't be abused. You know, don't let a person abuse you with their situation because it's not your situation. It's their situation. At the end of the day, they are grown. They have to make their own decision. They have to realize, wait a minute. I may need to do something about this. This is not going the way I expected it, you know. So once again, this is your girl Virtuous Diva and Company with a little bit of Lady and Gents podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful. So you guys get into it. If you want to be on the show, hit me up. I am Virtuous Diva, Instagram, and also, you know, TikTok. I like to, you know, put my shows, you know, in perspective for you to understand what's going on. But anyway, stay tuned for more Virtuous Diva and Company, Ladies and Gents podcast episode. Peace out.